It's Monday, April 3rd, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Yang Hua, an imprisoned Christian pastor in China, is in critical condition due to neglect and is, quote, on the verge of paralysis, unquote, according to China Change. Pastor Hua received a 2.5-year sentence back in January under charges of, quote, divulging state secrets, unquote. His Livingstone House Church was also shut down. Pastor Hua's lawyers are now requesting a medical bail. Please pray for Christ to strengthen this pastor spiritually and physically through these trials. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." The Hungarian government has donated over 3 million euros to assist persecuted communities in the Middle East, specifically Christians, according to last Monday's edition of the Hungarian Gazette. The funds go to rebuilding houses in Iraq and supporting Catholic and Orthodox Christian charities in Lebanon. The Prime Minister of Iraq told Fox News last Sunday he expected they would defeat the Islamic State in his country within weeks. Iraqi officials announced Saturday their fighter jets conducted airstrikes on the militants outside Mosul, killing between 150 and 200 of the Islamic troops. Last week, President Trump revoked President Obama's federal contracting executive order from 2014. The new directive lifts the ban on federal contracts going to companies that do not have homosexual and transgender anti-discrimination policies. This is something of a turnaround for Trump, who originally renewed Obama's executive order early on in his term. Proverbs 16:17 says, "The highway of the upright turns aside from evil. Whoever guards his way preserves his life." Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appeared on yesterday's edition of NBC's Meet the Press to predict that the Senate will confirm Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch.
"What I can tell you is that Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed this week. How that happens really depends on our Democratic friends. How many of them are willing to oppose cloture on a partisan basis to kill a Supreme Court nominee? Never happened before in history, in the whole history of the country. In fact, filibustering judges at all is a rather recent phenomenon started by your next guest, Senator Schumer, after George Bush, 43, got elected president. We didn't used to do this. Clarence Thomas was confirmed 52 to 48, the most controversial Supreme Court nominee in history, and not a single senator said he has to get 60 votes.
Internet sensation Matt Drudge made an appearance on Michael Savage's nationally syndicated radio show on Savage's 75th birthday and suggested that Hillary might be running for president again.
"People are nervous. It could go back to Hillary. You know, she looks like she's running again."
"Oh, yeah. Same message.
Third time is the charm.
Same message.
So,
global warming, women, war, peace, children, same message.
So all she needs is a million more this time? Are there a million more? Have there been a million more illegals that will come in and will sneak the vote?
I don't know.
Since the election."
Several weeks ago, Kentucky Governor Matthew Bevin ordered the closure of EMW Women's Surgical Center, the last abortion mill in the state, for not meeting licensure and patient safety requirements. After filing suit with the state, the murder facility obtained a temporary restraining order from the federal judge to remain open, according to Life News. Please pray that God would rid Kentucky of the shedding of innocent blood. As previously reported, Rollins College suspended Marshall Polston, a Christian student who disagreed with his Muslim professor and defended his faith in class. Now, Christian Headlines reports, Polston has been reinstated at the college and plans to return to school this week. Polston said he shared his story publicly because, quote, "I know so many other students like me suffer under today's liberal academic elite," unquote. Vice President Mike Pence received criticism recently for his policy to not eat alone with women other than his wife, Karen, or go to parties serving alcohol without her. Friends of the Pence family described Karen as her husband's prayer warrior and confidant, according to the Washington Post. The Apostle Paul says, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." Romans 13:14. 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles of Boca Raton, Florida, landed a three-point shot to win a basketball game for his middle school team last Wednesday. But here's the kicker. He has no arms. A video of the winning shot went viral soon after, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Stiles also plays football and the drums. His advice, quote, just stay positive, unquote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, April 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.